JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome.
Very good morning, Mike.
So you're a numbers man, you're waiting for the numbers, you're excited about the numbers, the pluses, the minuses, the ups, the downs?
Yeah, I am actually. I'm excited, but it's about the numbers, Mike, and just to talk about the numbers, and quite frankly, from a financial market point of view, we've sort of got to look through these drama of the last few days and just let's just see what the facts are. And it's all about how the spending is balanced against the income. So the sorts of things we're going to be looking at from a financial market point of view are, you know, will they need to borrow more? What do the projections look like? What are the growth assumptions that support those projections? I mean, it's been well signaled that there's a greater focus on, you know, multi-agency approach to social policy. So there'll be a lot of spending directed towards that. Just over $1 billion of spending has been committed in the pre-budget announcements. That's spread over a number of years. I think point to note here, and some of these things have been lost in the last 24 hours, they've got a lot of extra money they can actually spend there. There's probably a couple of $1 billion worth of spending that we haven't, well, I mean, we've had some leaks about where that's going to go, but there is quite a bit of spending still to come out. So I want to look at some of the facts. I want to look at the revenue sustainability. Yep. So what are the tax assumptions that sit behind that? What is the borrowing program? We obviously need some clarity. We'd like to see some clarity around those changes, the forecast of those changes of the debt to GDP. Again, look at those growth assumptions. Will there be any commentary about Kiwi Build Reset? What are the, are they going to have to commit more spending to supporting that housing program? Because, of course, there's been some speculation that's why they're going to wind out the debt to GDP target over time. And what's not been talked about at all, Mike, really, I don't think, is are there going to be any changes to the tax system? You know, we know that the CGT hasn't been pushed through. Do we get some sort of kickback now with some subtle changes, particularly at the top end of the tax brackets? Those are the sorts of things that we're going to look at, and we will just have to wait and see now, won't we, Mike?
Yes, we will, and I'm looking forward to them as well. Where are we at with confidence?
Yeah, look, you know, the budget over the last 24 hours has been the only thing that people have been talking about. Pretty some other pretty important stuff too. I'm going to have a quick look at the ANZ Business Outlook. The RBNZ also released their financial stability report yesterday. Still looking at those vulnerabilities in house and dairy, and a bit of a press conference yesterday. It got a bit testy about the proposed changes to the bank capital requirements. But anyway, the ANZ Business Outlook released yesterday, bit of a mixed bag. We've seen some improvements at the headline level. Headline business confidence up 6 points to a net 32. Remember, I prefer to look at firms' view of their own activities, up 2 points to +9. Looking at that number a bit more detail, manufacturing the most optimistic, construction the least optimistic. But there are a couple of aspects of this report I want to draw particular attention to. Inflation expectations. They're at their lowest level since early 2017, 1.8%. 1.8%, that's what the RBNZ is trying to target. Employment intentions, also a key aspect of the RBNZ policy targets agreement now as well. They fell. They won't want to see that. But here's the piece that's really hard to understand, Mike. Residential construction intentions. So this is post the ruling out of the capital gains tax, so you'd expect that would have been a positive factor on this. Fell sharply again, net 27% expecting lower activity. That's the weakest it's been since 2009. Not only that, employment intentions in the residential construction sector fell as well. Very hard to reconcile this number, Mike, with a strong level of building consents. Really don't understand what's going on here. What we do know is the sector's got some cash flow constraints, it's got some credit constraints, but this is suggesting a very grim outlook for residential construction. How are you going to build a lot of houses when you've got those sorts of numbers?
What a very good question, Andrew. What are the numbers, please?
25,087 on the Dow. It is quite weak. Further trade concerns there. 261 points lower on the Dow, just over 1%. 2783 down 19 on the S&P 500. And the NASDAQ down 50 points, 7556. The FTSE 100, 7185. They lost 83, just over 1%. The Nikkei, 21003. Down 257. Shanghai Composite was up 5 yesterday, 2914. Across the Tasman, or that's actually where I am at the moment, sitting in Sydney, down 45 points on the ASX 200, closing at 6440. The NZX 50, 10,096. We lost 27 yesterday, 0.27%. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker against the US, 0.6511. Against the Aussie, 0.9417. Against the Euro, 0.5846. 0.5156 pounds, 71.3 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,281 and Brent crude $69.50.
I didn't realise you're in Sydney, so well done. It's 4:20 in the morning there. You get time and a half for that, mate. No worries. And go have some eggs Benny on me. Nice to see you. JMI Wealth, jmiwealth.co.nz.